A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Café Theatre.
This story was performed by Gigi Hanna in February 2010.
Where the theme was desire.
It's 1997, San Francisco, and I've just had an amicable breakup with my boyfriend, Jewish orthodontist Alan. And Alan looked more Irish than Jewish. He actually had red hair, light skin, freckles, but he acted exactly like Woody Allen. Nervous, hypochondriac, lots of angst. But we had a great breakup because we both had kind of a sense of humor about it. For instance, I gave him my diaphragm as a memento of our love. And he decided to use it as a mint bowl. Anyway, so Alan tells me to get over me, he's going to take a jazz cruise to the Caribbean, or Caribbean as you guys say. And for weeks he tells me every single detail about this cruise. He tells me the ports of call, the great jazz artists on board, the name of the Norwegian cruise liner. And as he's telling me all this stuff, I'm starting to get kind of resentful because the whole 3 years we were together, Alan and I never took a vacation. He was kind of a workaholic. All he cared about was straightening teeth, right? And so as he's telling me this stuff, he shows me another diagram of the boat, and he circles where his cabin is. And I'm thinking to myself, if he's going on a cruise to get over me, I should totally be on the cruise too, right? And so I go to a travel agent, and I say, I would like to be on the SS Norway, taking off from Miami October 15th. But before you give me a specific cabin, I want to know who's next door, just to verify. And she says, well, I'm sorry we don't give out that kind of information. And I say, no, I just want to know that it's my ex-boyfriend because I have a plan to surprise him. And she rolls her chair back from the desk. And I say, no, I am not stalking him, not a stalker. We are actually best friends, and I come from a family of tricksters, and we do these things. Yada, yada, I convince her to confirm that he's next door. And she nervously processes my credit card. And then the next couple of weeks, I work on a disguise. I get all new clothes, all new makeup, giant sunglasses. But the pièce de résistance is I go to a giant wig warehouse downtown San Francisco. And I go in, I'm sitting at a table in front of a mirror. They're trying all these wigs on me. And the table is in the middle of this huge row of other tables and mirrors, each one with a drag queen at it. And I am going for something straight and blondish. And I hear from beside me someone say, poofier, don't you have anything higher, you know, like Dolly Parton? And I turn, and this guy turns to me, and he's wearing this giant Louis XIV curly white wig. And he says, darling, it's you. You look exactly like Barbara Streisand. Get that wig. And, of course, there's no turning back at this point. I get the wig, and the next few days, I perfect the plan. And to test my disguise, I ask my best friend David to meet me in the Castro at a cafe, and I say, meet me at cafe blah, 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 and I have something very important to tell you. And he comes. I'm in disguise. He doesn't recognize me at all. And by this time, I'm thinking, I am in this Dan Brown mystery thriller, and I'm getting off on all this cloak and dagger stuff. But my friend David says, you're crazy. What if he's there with a new girlfriend? And I say, Impossible. We've been hanging out together every single night ever since we broke up. He's going to get over me. He's going there. He wishes he were with me. He'll be delighted. And so a couple of days later, I drop Alan off at the airport. I say, bye, have fun getting over me. And then I go to my flight to Miami. And I get on the flight, and I realize everyone on the flight is going to the same cruise at to the same hotel. And almost all of them are upper middle class, well-to-do, middle-aged black women from Oakland, hardcore jazz fans. And they're wearing these sort of African-American, African-themed dresses, like long, multicolored tutu type things and like big headdresses and chokers around their neck. And me, and I'm there, and I'm sitting next to this sweet little 70-year-old woman, and I love her, and we're chatting. I'm in my wig because I don't want it to get wrinkled in the bag. So we're chatting, getting close like you do on an airplane, and I am feeling really guilty, but like by the time we're close to landing, because I'm not who I appear to be. Otherwise, I love this woman, and I can't live with the falsehood anymore. So as soon as they say, fasten your seatbelt to land, I go, Mavis, I have something to confess. This isn't actually me. I mean, I'm in disguise. And Mavis, her eyes kind of get bigger. She's trusted me up to this point. And she kind of backs away, and I realize she's just strapped herself next to me. I feel sorry for her. And I just, you know, blurt out my plan in 25 seconds. Dead silence. And then Mavis says, girl, that's the best thing I ever heard. And then she turns to the woman across the aisle, tells her the story. That woman tells the woman behind her, who tells the woman behind her. And before you know it, there's this vibration going all through the plane, front to back. And I hear knees being slapped and guffaws and laughter. And the next thing I know, I'm running through a terminal in Miami Airport with a dozen African-American women behind me going, woohoo, you go, girl, you go, girl, you go, girl. And so we get to the hotel, and we're all spending the night and taking the cruise the next day. And I realize at dinner, all my African queens are really into this. Everyone wants a part to play in the caper. So at dinner, we plan this entire undercover operation. And I mean, we have a script, we have a timeline, we have Xerox copies of Alan's face, we have secret signals and positions for everyone to take. So the next day, I'm back in my disguise, and we descend on the boat, and we all look for a short, red-headed, angst-ridden orthodontist. And of course, nothing goes according to plan. We get on the boat, four of my new best friends and I go to this bar out of the way. We're supposed to hide out before the ship sails because we don't want to be caught before then. And the minute we walk into the bar, there he is. Alan is sitting at the bar talking to a woman. And I literally just freeze in my tracks. I cannot move. My four women surround me. And they kind of inch me to this table. Right up against the bar, and I have my back to him. And I hear him yuck, 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 yucking to this woman behind me, really close behind me. And for the first moment, I stop and think, there's a teensy chance that this plan may not go exactly as I had hoped. And I start to get all like cold and clammy and jittery. And I think, I'm on a ship. I look like a cross between Barbara Streisand and a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And my boyfriend, X, is sitting right behind me talking to a woman. The ship is about to sail. I cannot get off. And I am stuck here for the next 7 days. And then I kind of go all wheezy. And then Patty, who's sitting right in front of me, and Patty is a prison guard at San Quentin Prison, which is just north of San Francisco. And her particular role was, if Alan should wish to throw me overboard, why, She was totally trained to prevent that kind of thing. And Patty looks at me and she says, "Don't panic. Don't do anything strange." And then she grabs my hand and grabs her camera with the other hand. She yanks me out of my chair, drags me to the bar right in front of Alan, and she says to him, "Howdy, young man. This little lady would like to have her picture taken with you. Do you mind?" And then Alan says, "Why, of course," and he puts his arm around me. And he poses for several shots. Now, this is actually how Alan thinks. He thinks strange women would come up to him and ask to have their picture taken with him. And it's all going to his head, and he's posing and feeling great. And then he turns to me and says, "And what's your name?" And I'm still frozen. I can't think of anything but my name. And I say, "Gigi." And I thought only cartoons could do this, but his head literally like spun around three times or so. And he looks at me and he says, "You know, I actually recognize those teeth." And looks at the woman beside him and he says, "This is the girl I was just telling you about." And the woman says, "It is. Your ex-girlfriend is on the boat." And then Alan looks at me and says, "And you are going to keep that wig on for the next 7 days."
For more stories or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.